Welcome to today's meditation journey as we embark on day two of our enchanting exploration through the 21 days of magic, wisdom, and unconditional love with Rumi. In the days ahead, I invite you to open yourself up to a gentle exploration of your own heart and to the heart of the divine. Today's meditation, it invites you to converse with Rumi, allowing his poetic words and wisdom to nourish, to enlighten, and to heal your entire being. His words will serve as your daily affirmations, devotions, and sacred truths. We'll begin with a short breathing exercise to relax your body and to create space within. And then Rumi's words in the forms of affirmations, quotes, and short verses, they will flow into you, filling every corner of your being with gentle insight, inspiration, potential, and wisdom. You can choose to experience this meditation while you sleep, during your commute to work, or maybe add it to your evening wind down ritual. This meditation has been designed to listen in small segments for an instant boost of inspiration, or listen to it in its entirety. As you listen, allow Rumi's wisdom to guide you, filling you with nourishment, with light, and healing you along the way. So to begin, close your eyes and take a deep breath in through your nose, allowing the air to fill your lungs completely. And exhale slowly, releasing any tension, stress, or worry that may be held within you. Taking a deep breath in through your nose, drawing it all the way down to the belly. Exhaling completely, allowing your body to relax. Letting go of any tension. Finding freedom, space, and release with each exhalation. Breathing in deeply, exhaling completely. Softening, surrendering, releasing. Allow your breath to become your anchor, guiding you into a state of deep relaxation and stillness. Rest here within this ocean of stillness and let the rhythm of your breath guide you into a state of serene tranquility and sacred spaciousness. As you drift deeper into the realm of calm and relaxation, visualize the night sky. Admire the moon, the stars, the Milky Way. Breathing in deeply, admire the beauty and the vastness of the night sky above you. And exhaling completely, fall into the stillness, fall into the space between the stars. Breathing in deeply, connecting to the night sky. exhaling completely, falling into presence, falling into the magic, falling into the wonder. As you breathe, breathe in the light of the night sky, breathing in deeply, drawing in the golden light of the stars, the moon, the Milky Way. Drawing in this energetic light into the core of your being. Your entire being, it is being filled with the energy of the stars and the moon. Your body, it is completely enveloped in a shimmering veil of golden starlight and golden moonlight. Breathing in deeply, take a moment to rest within this tranquil and healing space. Within this ethereal sanctuary, you are greeted by the luminous presence of Rumi himself, his eyes sparkling with the wisdom of the ages. With a gentle smile, Rumi invites you to join him on a journey of self-discovery and inner exploration, where together you will embark upon a mystical odyssey through the boundless depths of the soul, guided by the timeless wisdom of Rumi's words. His words are like whispers from the universe, carrying the essence of love, longing, and spiritual awakening. Words that weave spells of enchantment and stir the depths of our souls. With each line, Rumi paints vibrant landscapes of emotion and thought, inviting us to wander through realms of beauty, truth, and wisdom that transcends time and space. In the rhythmic dance of his poetry, we find solace for the soul and guidance for the heart, as Rumi invites us to journey into the depths of our being and to rediscover the magic that lies within. With each verse, he calls us to embrace the wonder of existence, to surrender to the mysteries of life, and to bask in the boundless love that flows through all creation. As we traverse the winding pathways of the heart, Rumi will share the secrets of love and longing. He will share the secrets of joy and sorrow, of union and separation. His words resonating deep within, stirring the depths of your being and awakening a sense of profound inner peace. With each step that you take, you will feel yourself drawing closer to the essence of your true self, shedding the layers of illusion that have kept you tethered to the material world. You will reconnect with a state of wholeness as you come to realize that you are not merely a drop in the ocean, but you are the entire ocean itself. Life is a balance between holding on and letting go, These words from Rumi, they encapsulate the delicate equilibrium that exists in navigating the complexities of all existence. At its essence, it speaks to the dynamic interplay between being and doing, attachment and release. The wound is the place where the light enters you. At its core, these words of Rumi, they embody a profound truth about the nature of suffering and transformation. Rumi reminds us that our deepest wounds, whether they be emotional, psychological, or spiritual, are not just sources of pain and suffering, but also gateways to healing and growth. When we experience pain or hardship, it can feel as though we are enveloped in darkness, consumed by our struggles, and unable to see beyond our own suffering. However, Rumi's words, they remind us that within every wound there lies the potential for healing and illumination. Metaphorically, the light, it represents wisdom, insight, and spiritual awakening. It symbolizes the transformative power of awareness and understanding that arises from our experiences of all suffering. Just as a wound allows the light to enter the body, our wounds also allow us to access deeper levels of consciousness and insight. They invite us to confront our vulnerabilities and to delve deep into the depths of who we truly are. In the Symphony of Existence, Rumi wrote, "The world is a mountain in which your words are echoed back to you." These words remind us, the reader, of the profound interconnectedness of our actions, our words, and our intentions, and the echoes that they create in the vast expanse of all reality. As echoes reverberate off mountain walls, our words, actions, and intentions, they ripple through the world, shaping not only the lives of others, but also our own. Like cosmic echoes, they return to us in the same frequency that we cast out our intentions and energies. In the tapestry of existence, there exists divine justice, a karmic equilibrium where the universe acts as a reflective mirror, echoing back the essence of our own energetic vibration. If we sow seeds of kindness and compassion, the universe, it mirrors back blessings and beauty, manifesting as serendipitous encounters, simple everyday beauty, or moments of grace. Conversely, if we plant seeds of negativity or harm, echoes of discord ripple through our lives, casting shadows on our path. Rumi's wisdom, it serves as a gentle reminder of our own power and the responsibility we have in co-creating our reality. It beckons us to use our words and our intentions with mindfulness, knowing that they shape the fabric of our existence. By nurturing positivity, empathy, and authenticity, we will sow seeds of harmony and unity, weaving a tapestry of interconnectedness and love for ourselves and all beings. In the gentle whispers of fate's tender breeze, Rumi reminds us, do not grieve, for anything that you lose, it comes around in another form. These words, like petals unfurling from a resilient bud, they hold the wisdom of the ages, whispering solace and reassurance in times of darkness. They speak of the eternal dance of life, where endings are but preludes to new beginnings, where loss is but a doorway to transformation and renewal. In the tapestry of existence, each thread of sorrow is woven into the fabric of hope, each tear a testament to the resilience of the human spirit. So let us embrace the cyclical nature of our journey, knowing that even in the depths of despair, there lies the promise of rebirth. Let us trust in the ebb and flow of life's currents, knowing that every twist and turn is but a stepping stone on the path to our truest selves. In the gentle embrace of these words, we find the courage to release our grip on the past, to surrender to the ever-unfolding mystery of the present moment. For in the cycles of loss and renewal, we discover the beauty of our own resilience, the power of our own inner light. And so, let us embrace the flow of life with open hearts and open minds, knowing that in every ending there lies the seed of a new beginning, and within every loss the promise of a greater reunion. Now is the time to unite the soul and the world. Now is the time to see the sunlight dancing as one with the shadows. In the gentle whispers of Rumi's wisdom, we are called to unite the soul and the world, to witness the sunlight intertwining with the shadows in a dance of cosmic harmony. This enchanting invitation, it reminds us to embrace unity, harmony, and interconnectedness in every facet of our existence. At its heart, these words beckon us to honor the sacred bond between our inner selves and the external universe. They urge us to dissolve the illusion of separation between the spiritual and the material realms, recognizing them as integral parts of a grand tapestry of all existence. To unite the soul and the world is to align our deepest intentions and aspirations with the rhythms of life, infusing every action with authenticity and purpose. It calls for a life lived creatively, consciously, and in harmony with the divine flow of the universe. The imagery of sunlight dancing with shadows, it evokes a profound sense of balance and beauty, reminding us of the inherent duality present in all aspects of existence. In embracing both light and darkness, joy and sorrow, we come to understand the richness and the depth of the human experience. In essence, Rumi's gentle reminder, it encourages us to embrace the complexities of life with open arms, knowing that the true wisdom lies in the harmony of opposites and the unity of all things. In the dance of seasons, Rumi whispers the wisdom, be like a tree and let the dead leaves drop. Embrace the grace of letting go, like autumn shedding its golden cloak, releasing what no longer serves, to make room for the fresh buds of renewal. Stand tall, stand grounded, rooted in the earth's embrace, as you surrender to the gentle rhythm of life cycles. Allow the winds of change to caress your branches, carrying away the burdens of the past, leaving space for growth and transformation. For in the art of releasing lies the essence of liberation, and in the dance of letting go lies the beauty of freedom's song. Let go of your mind and then be mindful. Close your ears and listen. Rumi is gently inviting us to release the shackles of thought, surrendering to the gentle flow of the present moment, where time dances in the eternal now. In the silence between breaths, discover the melody of the universe, whispered by the winds of the cosmos. Close your ears to the noise of the world, and in the hush of stillness, hear the symphony of your own soul. For in the art of letting go lies the path to true mindfulness, and in the act of listening lies the gateway to divine revelation. Do not feel lonely. The entire universe is inside of you. Amongst the vast expanse of your own existence, do not despair, for within the depths of your being, the entire universe, it resides within you. In the silent, sacred spaces of your soul, galaxies twinkle, stars shimmer, and constellations align. You are not alone, for the cosmos pulses within your heart, whispering secrets of infinite possibility. Embrace the cosmic dance within, where every atom, it hums in harmony, and with every breath, it echoes the rhythm of the cosmos. In the vastness of your inner universe, find solace and companionship, knowing that you are a divine reflection of the infinite expanse of all creation. In the dance of destiny, Rumi whispers, what you seek is also seeking you. Like a sacred melody echoing through the chambers of the soul, know that your desires are not distant dreams, but whispered truths that are waiting to be unveiled. In the tapestry of fate, every longing is a thread weaving its way towards fulfillment. Every aspiration, it is a star guiding you home. Embrace the magnetic pull of destiny as the universe conspires to lead you to the treasures of your heart. For in the quest for truth and purpose, know that what you seek, it is already on its journey to find you, entwining your destiny with the cosmic dance of sacred creation. When you do things from your soul, you feel the river moving in you. You feel a joy. In the depths of your being, where the soul's whispers reside, there lies a river of unbridled joy. When you act from the essence of your being, when your actions, your words, and your intentions are aligned with the essence of the truth of your soul, you feel the gentle current of this river coursing through your veins. When you lean into what brings you joy, without striving, without competing, without attachment, your entire being becomes a river of pure delight, carrying you effortlessly towards fulfillment, peace, and contentment. Each action, it becomes a graceful dance, each moment a symphony of harmony and bliss. Embrace the flow of this sacred river. Let it guide your every step and revel in the joy that emanates from the depths of your soul. For when you align with the rhythm of your true self, you become a vessel of boundless happiness, carried along by the currents of divine grace. Rumi writes, "Don't make yourself miserable with what is to come or not to come. In the tapestry of time, where past and future intertwine, do not burden your soul with the weight of what is yet to unfold. Instead, like a butterfly fluttering in the gentle breeze, embrace the beauty of the present moment, release the grip of worry and fear, and allow yourself to bask in the warmth of the here and the now. For in this fleeting moment lies the essence of life's magic, where each breath is a precious gift, where each heartbeat is a symphony of possibility. So let go of the need to control the future and surrender to the infinite grace of the universe. For in the surrender, you shall find peace, and within the acceptance, you shall find freedom." In the famous words of Rumi, "Yesterday I was clever, so I wanted to change the world. Today I am wise, so I am changing myself." Rumi is reminding, fueled by idealism and ambition, that our egos want to adorn the cloak of cleverness and harbour aspirations to alter the course of the world's narrative. The ego, it seeks to leave an imprint upon the vast canvas of all existence. Yet as the soft whispers of wisdom gently grace our expanding soul, we begin to find ourselves drawn to a different quest. Bathed in the gentle glow of newfound insight, we learn to embark upon the journey of self-transformation. With each step along this sacred path, we peel back the layers of our being, delving into the depths of our essence. For it is in the quiet sanctuary of our inner evolution lies the secret to unlocking the mysteries of the entire universe. As we surrender to the currents of change, we realize that true transformation, it begins within. And so with each breath, we learn to weave the threads of our own destiny, knowing that by changing ourselves, we reverberate the essence and the energy of wisdom and grace throughout the entire universe and through the tapestry of all existence. Why should I be unhappy? Every parcel of my being is in full bloom. These words of Rumi, they ask the reader to question, why should I be unhappy? You see, this beautiful question, it resonates deeply with the soul, challenging the notion of discontentment in a world that is rich with simple, ordinary, everyday pleasures. With each part of your soul activated and in full bloom, there's a profound realization of inner richness and vitality. It's a sacred reminder that despite life's trials and tribulations, there is an inherent beauty within, waiting to be embraced. It's a reminder that with an attitude of gratitude, the extraordinary can be found within the ordinary. In this recognition, happiness becomes not merely a fleeting emotion, but it becomes a state of being. It becomes a celebration of the wholeness, the depth, and the richness of the self and the world around us. It is an invitation to appreciate the vibrancy and wholeness that exist within. It's an invitation to actively see the beauty in the everyday ordinary, regardless of the external circumstances. Within the whispers of the universe, Rumi reminds us that there lies a timeless truth waiting to be discovered. He says, "Find the sweetness in your own heart, then you may find the sweetness in every heart. Like a delicate melody floating on the breeze, these words carry a profound invitation to journey inward and to uncover the boundless reservoirs of love that reside within. For in the depths of our own hearts, we unearth the sacred nectar of compassion, kindness, and empathy. As we cultivate this sweetness within, it becomes a radiant beacon, illuminating the path to understanding and connection with all beings. With each beat of our hearts, we harmonize with the symphony of existence, embracing the beauty that resides in every soul. Thus, in the gentle dance of self-discovery, we awaken to the enchanting truth that the sweetness we seek in others has always been within us, waiting to be shared with the world." In the tapestry of existence, love emerges as a wondrous enigma, defying the constraints of time and space. "Love rests on no foundation," whispers Rumi, "as it unfolds like an endless ocean, with no beginning or end." So picture yourself standing at the shoreline of this boundless sea of love, where every wave it carries the essence of eternity, crashing upon the shores of your soul with gentle insistence. There, in the rhythm of the waves, you discover the infinite depths of love, stretching far beyond the horizon of comprehension. It is a love that knows no boundaries, no limitations. A love that transcends the very fabric of reality itself. As you immerse yourself in its embrace, you become one with the eternal flow, surrendering to the enchanting mystery of love's timeless dance. For in this vast ocean of love, every moment is a treasure, every heartbeat a symphony of connection, and every soul a radiant beacon, shining with the light of divine affection. Rumi, he was a true romantic at heart, and in the ethereal realm of love, Rumi believed that there existed a profound truth that transcends the confines of time and space. He wrote, "Lovers don't finally meet somewhere. They're in each other all along. in a world that spins on codependency, control, manipulation, and jealousy, Rumi is gently urging for change. He believes to not seek so desperately for love, to let the divine guide you to where you need to go. This is done through the whispers of the universe. It is done through the magnetic pull and all the synchronicities. In the sacred realm of divine love, there are no chance encounters or fleeting moments. Instead, there is a recognition of the eternal bond that has always existed. Each glance, each touch is imbued with the essence of destiny, guiding you back to the realization that your souls have been entwined since the dawn of creation. And as you surrender to the magic of this sacred union, you awaken to the enchanting truth that your beloved, they reside within you, a radiant presence lighting the path to unconditional love, peace, and harmony. In the realm of love's sacred journey, Rumi reminds us that the divine calls us onto a sacred path of humility, transformation, and divine awakening. Rumi writes, "Would you become a pilgrim on the road of love? The first condition is that you make yourself humble as dust and ashes." So picture yourself standing at the threshold of this mystical path, where the air is alive with the whispers of ancient wisdom. To embark on this sacred pilgrimage, one must first shed the cloak of the ego, surrendering to the humbling embrace of humility. Like the gentle flutter of butterfly wings, humility descends upon the soul, enveloping it in the soft glow of reverence and surrender. It is a journey of transformation, where the self dissolves into the essence of the divine, becoming as humble as the dust beneath one's feet. As you tread this sacred path, you are guided by the radiant light of love, illuminating each step with the promise of divine union. In the dance of surrender, you discover that humility is the key that unlocks the gates of love's infinite realm, leading you ever closer to the sacred heart of existence. In the quiet sanctuary of your innermost being, a gentle whisper from Rumi, it drifts through the ethers. He says, "Close your eyes, fall in love, and stay there." Imagine yourself enveloped in a cocoon of stillness, where the external world fades into the background, and the soft melody of your heart's longing fills the air. As you heed the call to close your eyes, you surrender to the boundless expanse of love that resides within. With each breath, you fall deeper into the embrace of love's sweet surrender, allowing its radiant warmth to wash over you like a gentle breeze on a summer's eve. Hence, in the sacred sanctuary of your own heart, you discover the infinite depths of love, a timeless spring of grace and beauty. And as you bask in the luminous glow of love's embrace, you find solace in the knowing that in this sacred space, You are eternally held. You are eternally cherished, protected, and beloved. So close your eyes, beautiful soul, and let yourself fall in love. For in this divine communion, you will find the true essence of your entire being, and there you shall stay forevermore. Rumi believed that within the symphony of life's enchanting melodies, there is a gentle whisper that resonates with the heart's deepest desires. Rumi writes, "Let yourself be drawn by the stronger pull of that which you truly love. When standing at the crossroads of destiny, take the time to pause, breathe, and listen for the gentle tug of your soul's longing. In the dance of existence, there are myriad paths to explore, each calling out with its own unique allure. Yet amongst the myriad of voices, there is one that will sing with a resonance that is unmistakable to your soul. It will be a melody that stirs the depths of your very being and sets your spirit on fire. It is the song of your truest passion, the beacon that guides you on your journey of self-discovery and self-fulfillment. As you surrender to the pull of this sacred knowing, you find yourself drawn even closer to the radiant light of your soul's purpose. And with each step, you're infused with the joy of alignment as you align your path with the song of your heart. So let yourself be carried by the currents of love's divine guidance. For in the embrace of that which you truly love, you will find the truest expression of your soul's essence. And there you shall dwell in the eternal glow of fulfillment, peace, and joy. In the enchanted garden of your soul, Rumi whispers, "Return to the root of your soul." So will you say yes to this call to return to the sacred core of your soul? Do you feel a stirring deep within, a primal longing to reconnect with the essence of your being? With each step that you take inward, you journey deeper into the heart of yourself, shedding the layers of illusion and distraction that have veiled your true nature. It is a pilgrimage of remembrance, guided by the whispers of ancient wisdom and the song of your soul. And as you delve deeper into the recesses of your being, you discover a radiant light that illuminates the path before you, a light that is the very essence of your soul. So it is here, in the sacred sanctuary of your own being, that you will find solace and strength, knowing that you are forever rooted in the infinite expanse of existence. So let yourself be guided by the gentle pull of your soul's longing, for in returning to the root of your soul, you will rediscover the beauty, the magic, and the boundless potential that resides within. Rumi believed that within the dance of existence, farewells are but fleeting whispers carried away by the evening breeze. He wrote, "Goodbyes are only for those who love with their eyes, because for those who love with their heart and soul, there is no such thing as separation. These words, like petals on the wind, they speak to the eternal bond that transcends the boundaries of time and space. There is a realm where love knows no boundaries, where hearts intertwine in a symphony of cosmic harmony. For those who love with the depths of their being, separation is but an illusion. It is a veil that obscures the truth of eternal connection. In this enchanted realm, souls merge and intertwine, bound by the threads of love that weave through the fabric of existence. So let us release the notion of farewell and instead embrace the timeless embrace of love's eternal dance. For in the heart's embrace, there is only unity, there is only oneness, and there is only the eternal promise of love's enduring presence. In the enchanted realm of dreams and desires, the calling of the soul reignites in Rumi's reminder, "I want to sing like the birds sing, not worrying about who hears or what they think." This is an invitation to sing your song without hesitation, without restraint. Embrace the purity of your own voice. Let your spirit take flight, unfurling its wings in a glorious display of authenticity and freedom. Release the shackles of judgment and self-doubt, and allow your song to soar, unburdened by the opinions of others. For in the sacred space of your heart's melody, there is only the purest expression of your soul's truth. So let your voice ring out like a beacon of light, piercing the darkness, and let your song reverberate through the cosmos, echoing the eternal symphony of sacred creation. When the world pushes you to your knees, you're in the perfect position to pray. Within the ebb and flow of life's currents, where challenges and trials sometimes weigh heavy upon your spirit, it is here that Rumi gently invites you to bow and to surrender. For it is in that space of surrender that there is the sacred opportunity to connect with the divine. Embrace the gentle guidance of the universe as it nudges you towards your knees, for it is in this humble stance that the soul it finds solace and strength. Release the burdens that weigh upon your heart and let your prayers ascend like incense to the heavens, weaving a tapestry of light and love that spans the celestial realms. For in the sacred act of prayer, there is a communion with the divine that transcends the boundaries of time and space, offering comfort, guidance, and renewal to the weary traveller on life's winding path. Rumi believed that in the sacred space of silence, there exists a mystical realm where every whisper becomes a sacred prayer. He writes, "When I am silent, I fall into the place where everything is music." Envision yourself embodied in a cocoon of space, stillness, and quietude, where the echoes of existence reverberate through your entire being. These sacred silences, like notes cascading through the ethers, they beckon you to surrender to the beautiful mystery of the universe. As you immerse yourself in the stillness, let go of thoughts and worries that clutter the mind, allowing your thoughts to dissolve into the ethers. In this sacred space of inner quietude, the soul, it finds refuge, and the mundane, it gives way to the sublime. So listen closely, and you will hear the divine orchestra of creation. Each breath, each heartbeat, a melodious refrain in the grand symphony of all existence. For in the profound depths of silence, there is a profound revelation that all of life is but a sacred dance of sound and silence. It is a timeless melody that sings the song of the soul. Don't be satisfied with stories and how things have gone with others. Unfold your own myth. Rumi urges us, amongst the ever unfolding narrative of life, to transcend the narratives of others and to discover the truth that lies within your own heart. Embrace the untold chapters of your journey and let your story unfold like the petals of a rose. Release the constraints of conformity, release expectation, and dare to charge your own course through the vast expanse of possibility. For in the sacred act of unveiling your truth, you awaken to the infinite potential that resides within, and you become the author of your own destiny. Let your truth shine brightly, illuminating the path for others to follow, and let your truth be a testament to the beauty and the wonder of your unique soul's journey. Rumi believes that in the grand tapestry of all existence, there lies a divine purpose woven into the fabric of every soul. He writes, "Everyone has been made for some particular work, and the desire for that work, it has been put into every heart. You are a thread in this cosmic design, imbued with a unique calling that resonates deep within the chambers of your own heart. You are destined for a specific path, a sacred offering to the world that aligns with your truest essence. Embrace the longing that stirs within you, for it is the guiding light that leads you towards your destined work. Trust in the wisdom of the universe, knowing that the desire for your calling has been etched into the very fabric of your being. As you embark on your journey of self-discovery, allow your heart's longing to illuminate the path before you, guiding you towards the fulfillment of your divine purpose. For in answering the call of your soul's work, you awaken to the beauty and to the magic of living a life that is in perfect harmony with your truest self." You are not one, you are a thousand, just light your lantern. Rumi gently ushers you to become a radiant beacon amongst the darkness. For within you, you hold the potential for countless discoveries and revelations. Embrace the richness of your existence and let your inner light shine forth, illuminating the hidden recesses of your soul. Trust in the power of your own inner wisdom, knowing that within you lies the capacity for infinite growth and transformation. As you ignite the flame of your lantern, allow its warm glow to guide you on your journey of sacred self-discovery, illuminating the path ahead with each step that you take. For in embracing the fullness of who you are, you will unlock the secrets of the universe and you will awaken to the magic that resides within. In the vast expanse of existence, there exists a profound truth that is whispered by the universe within Rumi's heart. It says, whoever has heart's doors wide open could see the sun itself in every atom. Welcome the light of truth and understanding into your depths. Remember your boundless potential for illumination that lies deep within you. Embrace the openness of your heart and let its radiant light illuminate the world around you, revealing the divine essence that resides within every atom of you and the universe. Trust in the power of your own perception, knowing that with an open heart, you can perceive the beauty and the brilliance of creation in even the smallest of details. As you journey through life with eyes wide open, allow the light of your heart to guide you towards a deeper understanding of the interconnectedness of all things. For in beholding the sun in every atom, you awaken to the infinite magic and wonder of the universe. In the labyrinth of your being, there lies a timeless truth waiting to be discovered. So seek the wisdom that will untie your knot. Seek the path that demands your whole being. When standing at the crossroads of life, faced with the choice between the familiar and the unknown, Rumi urges you to choose the journey that will instill self-discovery and self-transformation. Embrace the quest for wisdom, knowing that it holds the key to unlocking the knots that bind your soul. Trust in the path that calls to you with its demands, for it is through wholehearted dedication and commitment that self-expansion and wholeness is found. As you navigate the twists and the turns of your sacred journey, allow the wisdom that you uncover to guide you towards a deeper understanding of yourself and the world around you. For in seeking the path that demands your whole being, you will awaken to the boundless potential that resides within you and that resides within the universe. And you will embark on a voyage of self-realization, empowerment, and magic. So inhaling deeply, allowing the essence of Rumi's words to infuse and embody every fiber of your entire being, inviting his wisdom to be your compass on this sacred voyage, guiding you to explore the profound depths of your inner self with clarity and purpose. As our meditation journey draws to a close, Rumi gazes into your eyes with a knowing smile. his presence imbued with a sense of timeless grace and infinite compassion. With a gentle nod, he bids you farewell, leaving you with a heart that is overflowing with love and gratitude. And so, as you drift into the gentle embrace of calm and deep inner presence, allow yourself to be carried away on the wings of Rumi's wisdom, knowing that within the realm of your own divine presence, anything is possible, and that the sacred journey of self-discovery, it truly is endless.